Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm really excited to be here today. I am the founder and CEO of Blog Talk Radio, and of course, it's the first host on the network. So I'm really excited. We have a wonderful show scheduled for today. Cindy Bigelow will be my guest, and Cindy is the president of Bigelow Tea, which is an amazing company and just has a tremendous history. And I met Cindy a while ago at a conference up in Stanford, and we chatted, and she and Bigelow are doing so many interesting things in the social media space. I wanted to have Cindy on the show today. We'll be having some giveaways during the show as well, so we're very excited. So with that, let me bring Cindy on and say hello. How are you, Cindy?
I'm doing great, Alan. Thanks for inviting me on.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So it was really nice to meet with you. We met at a conference up in Stanford talking about social media.
That's right.
And it's such a new space, isn't it? I mean, and love to see that Bigelow Tea is diving in many different ways, so we definitely want to talk about that today.
Absolutely. It's been something that's worked really, really well for us, especially being a family business. It really gives us an opportunity to put a personality and really the family aura around the product. So it's worked great for us.
Right. So why don't we talk a little about, Bigelow Teas and the history about it. And we're also going to be doing some giveaways today in the show. So first of all, before we get into kind of the background a bit of Bigelow Teas, let's give everyone the call-in number. The call-in number today is 347-677-0649. I think that's the phone. We'll get that confirmed. And we're giving away. Why don't you describe what we're giving away, Cindy, today on the show?
Well, we're giving away to your listeners a lovely little assortment of 64 tea bags. It's a really nice full assortment of specialty teas. And specialty tea is obviously the business that Bigelow Tea is in. And so there's some flavored teas, some green teas, and herbal teas. And it's just a very nice assortment in a beautiful presentation that's great to give either as a gift, but also like if you have people over, Alan, you just open it up and they can pick, you know, one of eight different types of teas. So it's a really nice introduction to a full complement of teas.
Right, and it's a beautiful pack. Let me just correct that number. The dial-in number is 347-677-0649. This show, of course, is live. You can join us in the chat, which is happening at blogtalkradio.com. And, of course, the show will be archived at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. So before we do some of the giveaways into the show, why don't we talk about kind of the history of Bigelow Tea? And it really is a great story. It was one that I followed during your presentation. 60-year-old company or longer, family-owned and run. You have your sisters involved. Talk a little about the history. I think our audience would love to hear it.
Well, it is a great story, Alan, and I do think that, you know, people can really relate to this. This was started 65 years ago, actually. My grandmother was an interior designer, and my grandfather was in publishing. And similar to today's economic crisis, during the Depression, they lost everything, their jobs, their income. They were really down to their last penny. And my grandmother was really an entrepreneur, a beautiful spirit, a real entrepreneur. She found an old colonial recipe, and she modified it slightly and created this amazing product, gave it to some friends to try. The next day they said, oh, my God, it was a source of constant comment, and that's how it got its name, and we've kept that name, and it's still one of the number one specialty teas in the country. And my grandfather would hand-paint the labels for the product because they couldn't afford to have really color labels, and my father would put it in the back of a station wagon and try to sell it door-to-door, store-to-store, really, the smaller shops. And it really was a very tough beginning. This was certainly not an easy start. Many, many times they didn't know how they were going to make it, but she just stuck with it, which I think is what's so inspirational about her. and my father's new book, My Mother Loved Tea, that he just wrote. Very cute. It's a really sweet story. But it's a great, great story about inspiration, hard work, commitment, passion. And, you know, today we're the number one specialty tea company in the country.
Yeah.
And I know it's because we are so true to what she believed, and that's about quality and about thinking about the consumer, what they want, and just giving them a perfect cup of tea. And that's what we do every day, 1.6 billion tea bags a year. So we're really very fortunate.
That's an enormous amount of tea. And I see you've got about, 330 employees in the company?
Yeah, I am.
Around that, roughly.
That people who know me know that I like to say we have 330 families, not just employees, because I really feel a responsibility, as my mother and father did, and as I'm sure my grandmother and grandfather did as well. We have 330 families that work for us, and it's our responsibility to take care of them. They need us to do the right thing. They need us to grow the business. They need us to be successful. Today more than ever, they need the job. They need the income. So, yeah, we have 330 families. I call them my shareholders. Since we're a private company, they're my shareholders.
It's like Walmart, right? So that Walmart has 1.9 million, just a few more, and they call them associates. They're not employees. So I stand corrected with that, and that's right. They're your family, which is definitely more.
No one's ever equated me to Walmart before. That's really an interesting ring, Alan. Walmart.
Why not? What's it like competing? You know, Blog Talk Radio is a small network growing rapidly and competing with these media Goliaths and the attention on the web. And, you know, so we have our challenges and we have our niches that we're carving out. What's it like to compete with the biggest companies, like these huge companies that have endless resources and you know, the Nestle's, the other tea, I know your product's differentiated, but what's it like to compete with them on a day-to-day basis as the president of the company?
You know, that's a great question. Here's, it's going to maybe sound whatever, maybe like it's not how I really operate, but I don't operate looking at the competition, whether they're small or whether they're medium or they're large. And believe me, they're very large. We're Hain Celestial. We're number one. They're number two in the specialty arena. They are a billion-dollar company. They're involved with everything. Company number three in the tea category is Lipton. No more needs to be said about the size of them. The resources that these two companies have are just blow me out of the water. But that's not how I operate, because I always say if I'm looking back, that's a second that I've lost in the race that I needed to keep my position. So I just try to operate it, I think, with what all small companies, yours included, can do. We can stay true to who we are. We can move very, very quickly. We don't have a lot of red tape. We can do the right thing because we don't have a lot of people to answer to. So, you know, it's great. You can be focused. You can be aggressive. It works for me. I very much enjoy being 100% family-owned and, having the opportunity to really drive this organization forward. So it works for me. I happen to think we're in the right seat being in the small family business.
Yeah. No, it's very cool. I think it was a great description of that. Talk a little about your social media initiatives and the things that you're doing. I know there's a blog, and it's BigelowTeaBlog.com. Talk a little about the blog and how you got started with it. What types of things are you reviewing there? And is that and kind of then maybe let's talk a little about your social media initiatives and other things you're doing in social media, because I know it's one of the things that you're very much focused on now.
Yeah, you know, we got involved years ago, and it's funny. There's so much I can say on it, but, you know, I like to say that what we do it for the right reasons. And, you know, I had an opportunity recently to hear a lot of other companies that have gotten into social media and why. And I understand they're larger companies, and I understand they're public companies, and they have a lot of people that they have to, you know, be accountable toward. But for Bigelow, we just really felt, as I said in my opening statement, that it was a great opportunity to sort of put a face and a personality and understand that a box of tea isn't a box of tea. To me, there was no better means. I feel like social media was designed for companies like Bigelow Tea and the family company and who we are as people in our product line. And so, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, I had challenged my team to get involved. I was reading about it. I was enjoying what I was reading. I didn't know all the details, as I often don't when I say, this sounds good, let's move in this direction. And my team at that time knew less than I did. They were like, you know, I don't even know if we could spell blog. And so we were investigating what to do, and we were really, really fortunate because this woman that I'm friends with and have wonderful contacts in town, Valerie Luther, had this company that she was starting, Creative Concepts, and everything about that seemed to work with Bigelow Tea. Again, it was, you know, a young woman aggressively starting a business who really was knowledgeable, very high energy, you know, very intelligent. So she comes in and she presents to our committee, and I was not involved because I don't think that would have been appropriate. And they came back and said, you know, we're not exactly sure, but this sounds pretty good. We'd like to experiment, which I always say you should do, you know, and gently get involved and roll out. And so our first step with Valerie was in Creative Concepts was to create a blog. And as I often say that happens in my life, there must be some greater power that steers me because I no more get a blog up and I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing, and Valerie's holding our hands, and we're creating all these, you know, very good-looking blog with all these different cool categories. And within 60 days, we unfortunately have a media crisis that hits, and that is with the Don Imus Show. We are sponsors of his show, and he really stubbed his toe and said an inappropriate, completely inappropriate statement. And with that, everybody, we're one of his smallest sponsors, everybody, CNN, New York Times, USA Today, locked in on Bigelow Tea, that we were his sponsors and what we were going to do. We were getting thousands of calls, thousands of letters. Long story short, we used the blog that, blessedly, I had just put up 60 days earlier, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell everyone that wanted to read, and believe me, we had some pretty tough customers there, what I felt, why I felt it, and why I was moving in the direction that I was moving. And it really was fantastic because, you know, whether they wanted me to do one thing or they wanted me to do another, they respected what I had to say. And if I did not have that blog, there is no way I wouldn't have been sliced, diced, and ginsu knifed in the regular media. So I had a chance because I had, unfortunately, national papers misprinting things that I was saying. And I had an opportunity to correct that because if you wanted to hear what I had to say, you could go to our blog. So that was our first introduction, and it was absolutely a godsend. That's all I can say.
Yeah, no, it was obviously a difficult situation, but it resulted in a lot of exposure for Bigelow. And, you know, but you managed the process by, you know, putting your word into the conversation, your two cents, your
and
voice.
I don't let anybody write for me. I wrote everything myself, and I was given advice from all kinds of sides. I had lawyer sides and crisis SWAT team sides, and I said, no. I am absolutely going to talk from my heart. People say, you have to make this decision, you have to do this, or no. And that's the beauty of social media and the blog is it can really be who you are, you know. And when I was listening to these larger companies the other day at this conference, that's the part that was missing to me. You know, I would raise my hand and ask them questions. Okay, when you ran into this crisis, you know, why did you not tell them, you know, how you had gotten there? Or, you know, I was trying to lead them into saying, okay, where are you? Where is your heart in this whole thing? And it was funny, you could really see people are uncomfortable being who they really are. And that's the whole point of it. I think that's why you're supposed to use social media.
Right, no doubt. I want to give the call-in number. It's 347-677-0649. Please call in, and you will be a winner of one of the beautiful gift packages that Cindy and Bigelow have provided us today. It really is a beautiful package. With some, you know, all different types of teas. So please call again at 347-677-0649. John Sweet, the producer, is in the chat room, and he'll be there to respond to your questions and bring you on air. Don't be shy, everybody.
Come on, I want to hear the questions.
Yeah, we do, exactly. We'll bring him on. I know that you've worked with Joe Torre a bit, right? I mean, I heard that at when you were at the conference, and has he been one of the spokespeople, and how's that been? Is he, a tea lover?
Yeah, we're very very fortunate to work with Joe. We've been working with him for about 3 years now, and actually how we started with Joe Torre is Joe Torre had been diagnosed, as anybody knows, he was the manager of the Yankees. He's now out at the Dodgers in L.A., but he great coach no matter where he is, great manager. He had been diagnosed with prostate cancer years earlier and really changed his diet and turned to green tea and actually turned to Bigelow green tea and was drinking 5 cups of Bigelow green tea a day. We then connected with him, and he said, I would love to work with you because you are the product that I believe in and you are the product that I drink. So we started working 3 years ago, and it was a little bit of a stretch, you know, teetotaling, you know, family tea company, blah, blah, blah. And then Joe Torre, this phenomenal, you know, world-renowned manager, drinking Bigelow tea. But I'll tell you, the connection has been outstanding. I mean, we have people constantly telling us that, you know, I drink Joe Torre's tea. Well, if they want to call it Joe Torre's tea, that's fine by me. You know, they switched to Joe Torre tea. They gave up coffee. Their doctor told them, you know, for prostate cancer, which definitely is the truth, you should be drinking green tea. Of course, only one green tea to drink, Bigelow. And he's been like a phenomenon for our company. He's come down to visit us. I've been with him several times. He's just a great guy. He's a great guy. Did I lose you?
Yeah, and of course, now on the Dodgers, he's still a big Bigelow drinker?
Oh, absolutely. He was a Bigelow drinker before Bigelow was even working with him. Yeah, he drinks 5 cups every day. Every
right.
day. It's amazing.
Let's just see if we bring on a call. Denise Dyer, you're on. How are you? Denise? Well,
hi, Denise.
Denise, I see here. She actually, John posed a question in the chat room. She wanted to know, what is your favorite tea at Bigelow? This is a question from Denise. And how do you stay focused and hold the vision for Bigelow?
Well, first of all, Denise, thank you for calling in and listening to me. My favorite tea. Okay, well, that's kind of a hard question. It's like having 7 children and saying, which is your favorite? Even if you have one, you're really not supposed to say, which is your favorite child? Anyway, I would say that if I had to pick one favorite tea, I love all my children, would be green with pomegranate. That's my new one. Obviously, other consumers agree because we can't keep it on the shelf. This thing is a home run. But that's probably my favorite because I like it iced, which I take 2 tea bags, put a little bit of boiling water, and then pour it over ice. No sugar, nothing, and I like it hot. So that's my favorite tea. How do I keep my vision and my focus? Wow, that's a great question. Oh, gosh. Well, I guess you just have to understand what you're doing is so important. It's not something you can dabble in, and I think what keeps me grounded to stay as passionate and as focused is my employees. They are my family. If you have a meeting with them or you're in front of them and they're asking you questions and you see them look at you and talk to you, you realize how important what I'm doing is. I've been raised very, very fortunately. It's not about me. It's about the business. It's not about what I do. It's about stewarding this business for the next generation. My father was an amazing role model. And he had 80 and change. If I say the real number, he might kill me. Still, my mother and him come to the office. They're fantastic every day. They're very, very focused still. And I think probably for the same reason. It's all about just taking care of those employees and knowing that if you make your customer incredibly happy, they're going to keep coming back and you can keep running this beautiful little jewel called Bigelow Tea.
I think that's great. Well, thank you, Denise, for calling in. Let's say we have another caller. We'll put her on. Jennifer, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Jennifer.
I was just wondering if you could speak a little bit about the sustainability of the growing of your tea and the producing of your products. I know that's kind of been a big topic.
Well, I think that's, first of all, a great topic. And secondly, I think that people need to be doing the right thing from a sustainability standpoint on all sides of every business because that's what we need to be doing and we can. And everyone can make a difference. We have a huge movement in our company. We actually have for over 15 years. We started 15 years ago Jennifer, trying to go paperless as an organization. I remember 1 year alone, we asked our employees to stop getting the reports, telling them we could give them back if they could just get used to being on the computer. And that 1 year alone, we saved 500,000 sheets of paper.
Wow.
So we do this in every single part of it. If you ask specifically about our teas and our herbs, that's critical. But again, it's for the right reasons. It's not to be able to have the sustainability buzz that so many people are talking about. First of all, it's the right thing to do for those that are dealing with the tea, but it's also the right thing long term. If you do not pay those gardens properly and those wages properly, they are going to pull those crops and they're going to put in who is going to pay them properly. So, for example, we are the number one importer of Sri Lankan teas in the world. In Sri Lanka, which was Ceylon, all tea gardens are part of a union, a state union. In that union, you have to have housing, clothing, education. Now, is it the same level of ours? I'm not here to discuss that because, you know, every country is different and the United States can't dictate that. But we actually just had a crew of people out visiting our Sri Lankan gardens. We're very, very pleased with the conditions and the results. But the good news is that you have to do the right thing. That's the greatest economic benefit of it, because if not, for example, chamomile, if they don't pay enough wages, the people we buy our herb teas pay on average about 50% higher for those herbs than the competition. But we do that because also it's going to ensure we have chamomile year after year, quality chamomile. So in addition to making sure they use the proper seed, proper control systems, we also pay higher wages. But it works all the way around. I always say the world is a circle, and for holistic reasons, you must do the right thing in terms of paying properly for those products. And that's what we do. Our teas are, believe it or not, Jennifer, much more expensive than, let's say, what you would call a commodity tea.
Mm-hmm.
Great, Jennifer. Jennifer, what's your favorite tea? I mean, you're a tea drinker, and I would imagine, listening to the show.
I'm definitely a tea drinker. I love black teas.
You do?
Most of them.
Jennifer, have you ever tried Constant Comet? That's my grandmother's original recipe. It's a black tea base with sweet spice and orange rind. Have you ever had that?
I haven't tried it, no, but
well,
it sounds
is
great.
Is it in the gift basket,
I think it is in the little gift basket, so I'm so happy. I hope she gets a gift basket.
She is definitely getting a gift basket.
Yay!
So Donald, take your information. Jennifer, thank you for calling, and we really appreciate it.
Absolutely,
okay,
and I loved your question,
thanks,
Jennifer. Thanks for asking.
Oh, no problem.
That's great. So, you know, it's your kind of your tentacles all over the world, I guess, you know, where you're importing teas, and so it seems like you're really very focused on the quality, of course, is what you're, what's being harvested, and which of the, what parts of the world are you most focused on for bringing teas?
We get our teas from all around the world, but we are a very, very large importers of India and Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our
India and Sri Lanka. So we have another caller.
Okay.
And again, please call in. We have three more gift baskets to give away, 347-677-0649. And David, you are on Blog Talk Radio. How are you?
Did we lose David?
Well, let's see if we lost David. David, are you there? He may be on mute. But he has a question that he posed. I see it here on the switchboard. Have you considered advertising in health clubs? What is your marketing campaign or programs around? Are you advertising in health clubs? And of course, green teas are very popular and so on. What's your strategy around that?
Well, there's no question that green tea has this amazing halo due to all its health benefits. I've been lecturing on tea for probably almost 20 years, and the studies coming out on green tea for the last really 15 to 18 years have been pretty amazing in terms of cardiovascular cancer. I think it's pretty well known. There's very few people that have not had green tea cross their path some way, somehow, whether it's a doctor or whether it's a friend or whether it's in media of some sort, reading about the health benefits. So for sure, that has been the driver of a lot of consumers moving to green tea. In terms of getting at the health clubs specifically, I don't exactly know how I would get at health clubs specifically. I could go into health magazines, which I am in some health magazines for sure. I think that's great. We do have a wonderful food service business out of home, which if they use anything like a Sodexo or a Marriott or a U.S. Food Service, any of the large distributors to that arena, we often are positioned number one there. So if they have a coffee section and a tea section, it could be Bigelow Tea that way. But
right.
I would love to hear from David some suggestions.
Yeah. Let's bring him on. Let's see if he's on, and let's see if he's back on the switchboard. David, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, David.
Hi. Hi. Hey, David. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and maybe you could elaborate a little on your question that you had posed.
Well, I have to admit there was some self-interest because I'm a marketer and I work for a company that's family-owned, and we basically provide advertisers with opportunities to do a variety of advertising in health clubs across the country. And considering the strong connection, I thought it would be a great platform for Bigelow to promote its products and tie in the health and wellness information to educate consumers.
Yeah, no, I'm. You know what, David, I'm always, you know, as a family company, we don't have a lot of money. People would be surprised how little we actually have for advertising, but I always am interested in creative and different advertising. I always like to say I don't advertise to advertise, but I will definitely advertise if I think I can have what I call the wow factor. So it's, you know, not just two whatever women sharing a cup of tea. I don't think that's really going to move a consumer to buy that cup of tea. It might be a beautiful visual. So that's why I tend to do more things that are like really powerful connections, like a Joe Torre, where he's just a passionate Bigelow advocate. But that doesn't mean that a Joe Torre ad would not be very effective in that type of magazine. But again, my money is limited, but I would always look at it. You can, you know, send it in to me for sure, you know, BigelowTea.com, send me the information. And
is there
an
email address that you collect these in, you know, through advertising at Bigelow or some sort of email that David could send?
Yeah, BigelowTea.com. Just say, Dear Cindy.
just straight email BigelowTea.com. Very
It'll
good.
Come right to me, believe me.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Cindy.
All right.
Thanks, David, for calling in. And wait on for your basket, your gift basket for teas, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Let's take we have another caller queuing up, so your teas are a hit here, Cindy.
Yay!
Well, that's great. So I one of the things that I really enjoyed watching was the video that you went into the city and that, you know, where you were going around and asking people live in Manhattan about have they heard of Bigelow, and just talk a little about that because it was really a lot of fun, and I and you know what, you looked like you had a ton of fun doing it.
Oh, I have a ton of fun doing what I do, period. But yeah. You got to go onto BigelowTea.com and see our videos. This video was so much fun to do. First of all, Alan, it was freezing. So I was in the city. I was very fortunate. I was doing a photo shoot with Terry Francona, Phil Simms, Joe Torre. How special is that? And outside the restaurant, we're doing this photo shoot. There are 10,000 construction guys all taking their cell phones and taking pictures of the guys. It was really very special to see that and to be exposed to that and see the power, the influence, the positive energy that these guys create for so many people around the world. So when we finished with the photo shoot, you know, Valerie and her wonderful videographer, Justin, now take us out into the very cold streets of New York City, where we then start with the construction guys, who are just so awesome to be with. And we asked them, do they drink Bigelow tea? Have they heard of Bigelow tea? And it was, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 minute video. I can't tell you for sure. It was hysterical. Nope, never heard of it. Oh, that's good. You heard of it? Nope, haven't heard of it either. Okay. Anybody heard of Bigelow tea here? We are number one in New York. Any of you guys out there, where are you? And they were just so awesome, and we got to talk to one woman who is cleaning the streets, and I was so cold. I said, are you cold? She goes, yeah, I'm always cold. And she was freezing, and we gave her a box of tea, and it just was so neat. We ran into some people that were visiting from Europe and understand, you know, sort of their whole experiences. And so you get the highlights of this couple hours in the freezing cold. And it was done so brilliantly by Justin, I got to tell you. He captured the essence of all the different conversations that I had. It was really fun, really fun. And I'm glad
you look like you had a ton of fun.
Yeah,
we have another caller on, and we're going to bring on Jen.
Hi, Jen.
We did extend the she'll be on in a moment. We did extend the show, so we'll go for another 15 minutes if you're okay with that. We have.
I'm easy. Believe me, I'm easy.
You're easy. Okay, very good. So, Jen, you are on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. What's your question for Cindy? And love to hear it.
I was curious if they were considering expanding the loose tea line and educating people about the use of them so that they could reduce packaging.
Well, first of all, that is a wonderful question. Thank you. We hear that a lot about packaging. So let me first just address that one because I think that is often on people's mind. 85% of our packaging is biodegradable and or sustainable, or recyclable. And we're very excited about that. We've worked very hard over the last 5 years to achieve that goal. The only part of our bag that is not is the little teeny staple, which we do not use in all of our bags. Only about 50% of our bags have staple, 50% do not. It's only because of the newer equipment we bought. It does not require a staple, which we're happy about. And then our overwrap. But for me, the critical thing about tea, Jen, and we do have to talk about product for just a second, is tea is a leaf. It picks up everything. It picks up flavors. It degrades very, very quickly. And so if our number one mission is to provide you the fullest flavor, freshest, with all the wonderful health benefits, we do need to protect that. We constantly are testing for different overwraps, and I pray that we are going to be able to get to an overwrap that is biodegradable or recyclable. It's not there yet. But at the same time, I feel great that you can make a cup of Bigelow tea 2 years after it comes off the manufacturing line. And because of that hermetically sealed package, you are going to get every spice, every herb, every tea is going to be just as fresh. So that's why the overwrap is so critical to the success of who Bigelow tea is. Now, we do have a loose tea because, again, unfortunately, Jen, you know, our country likes to move very quickly. I think mm-hmm. the ritual of loose tea is so beautiful, and I think the taste of loose tea is so beautiful. But we are a nation that likes to move at a certain speed, and tea bags allow them to make it transportable, and they can make it
right.
very quickly. And
I,
so
I just find it,
yeah,
I just find it wonderful to be able to have the constant comment and the green in enough quantity for the amount I drink, and it's nice to have the loose.
We have it on our, you know, BigelowTea.com. We have Constant
yeah.
Comment loose, and we have Green loose, we have Earl Grey loose, and we have, like,
right.
English Tea Time or English Breakfast loose.
Right.
So we do
and
make...
And you also have a great assortment. You've got the whole tin line, which is nice as well.
You're very sweet. We do. Have you... If you go on BigelowTea.com, look at the Novus line. The Novus is in a biodegradable nylon, okay? This is corn. And it's actually loose tea in a tea bag. Look up the Novus. It's beautiful.
Well, Jen, thank you for calling. And please stay on the line because you're going to be getting one of the gift baskets, gift assortments. It looks beautiful. And John Sweet is going to get your information, and he'll send it out to you thanks to Bigelow Tea.
And, Jen, thanks for drinking Constant Comet. My grandmother
Absolutely.
And all of us are thrilled.
Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Jen. So the you hear a lot, I mean, I guess with your blog and your site and you know, you must hear a lot of passion. Well, first of all, you have an amazing amount of passion, I have to say, for your, you know, not just, of course, Bigelow, yourself, you seem to be a very passionate person. Are there, are you in constant contact with the community at large? The Bigelow tea drinkers must be very passionate, probably be drinking Bigelow for many, many years. And have you ever done any campaigns where you have, you know, get together the people that have been drinking Bigelow for the 65 years? You know, so that kind of would be fun. I mean, it's very cool concept.
Well, actually, that is so funny that you just brought that up. We just ran a really neat... You know, we're also obviously incredibly committed to Constant Comet, since that is our flagship brand, and that's really what my grandmother started, and to this day there's nothing like it in the market. So we recently just ran a Tell Us Your Constant Comet story, and the winner got a trip down to the Charleston Tea Plantation, which my parents bought 6 or 7 years ago. It's down in Charleston, outside of Charleston, South Carolina. So they sent us the most beautiful, talk about passionate, beautiful, passionate, loving stories of the relationship with Constant Common. It was very hard to pick the winner, but we finally were able to get one, and then she won the trip down to South Carolina, the plantation. But we are doing something this winter in New York City where working with Twitter, all of our Twitter fans that are huge Bigelow drinkers, and I'm going to have an opportunity to get to talk to them and have a tea party with them. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, maybe we can host it on Blog Talk Radio as well and get some of the it would be kind of neat to hear their voices and hear why they've been, you know, what they love about Bigelow and what were the first teas they drank, when they first got engaged with the brand. So we'd
that
love
was
to
so fun. And I think they would like that too because, you know, people are very, very passionate about tea. There's something about it that really evokes this amazing emotional connection. And so you giving them an opportunity to talk about it is really cool. They would love that. My guess is they would really love that.
Yeah, I definitely think so. We have another basket to give away, so that's why we want to extend the show. You're listening to The Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. Cindy Bigelow is my guest. She's the president of Bigelow Teas. It's an amazing amazing company, family-owned business in Connecticut. And while this other person cues on, what are some of the initiatives that you're looking forward to, you know, that you're kind of where the product is going in the next year or so? Can you talk a little about some directions that you're looking to take your product innovation?
Well, we are launching a new line that I don't really say much about, but in the next 30 days, which is really revolutionary in the world of tea. It is taking a cup of tea that you enjoy and love and is so good for your body, and it's making it even that much better for you. So we're really excited about some breakthrough innovation on some product launch that we have coming up. That's really fun for us. We also, really exciting, that's going to be a big deal. We are, and again, about 30 days, we can make it a little more public. And we also launched our ready-to-drink organic, you know, our bottled green teas, organic. Arizona is doing the distribution for us, and these products are absolutely delicious. They, I think, don't taste like anything else on the marketplace. They're not that sweet, but just sweet enough, because I need a little bit of sweetness in my green tea bottled products. We have wonderful flavors. We have a lemon ginger, and we have a mango lychee, and we have a white cranberry, and then we have a regular green. And that's done extremely well for us because, it's just a really nice flavor, and I think it's going to give the health consumer a real opportunity for a delicious product that's really good for you through and through. It's all organic. We're also moving in a lot of direction with the Keurig machine, K-Cups, working with Keurig and getting our K-Cups out there. If you're familiar with that, that's a new coffee brewer that people like to make coffee and tea using these K-Cups. That's been a real important category for us as well. So we've got a lot of fun things happening. We have so many things happening, you can't believe it's one little tea company.
Yeah, competing with the big boys, and it's very exciting. So let me just pose the questions again. The phone number in the chat room once again and online, it's 347-677-0649. Just feel free to call in. Just tell us your name. You don't even have to pose a question. Someone called, and I saw them on the switchboard. They were a bit shy, and as I was about to pick them up, they vanished, so they're listening. But please feel free to call in. We have one more gift basket, and we're here today with Cindy. So you've been focused on Twitter, I see, and you're going to have – are you going to call it a tweet-up, I guess? Is that the vernacular?
Well, we were thinking more like a Twitter tea party.
A Twitter tea party. Well, there's been there was a whole bunch of tea parties around April 15th, right?
That was a really big thing. That was God Almighty. I would love to know. Did you ever read how many tea bags that got sent in?
No, I don't. But I know that we had an enormous number of shows. I mean, Blog Talk Radio is it's a platform that accommodates, you know, all different types, and whether it's social media and marketing and entertainment. But we have a lot of political content on the network, and we had tea parties that were all over the place on Blog Talk Radio. It was very, very interesting around April 15th. So I don't know. I'd really love to know that.
Love to know. They didn't tell us. That wasn't in a press release by the White House, but I thought it was very cool. I liked whatever side you were on. I liked the fact that they were taking a passive approach to making a statement. You know, really, you know, letting them know, here's our concerns. You know, we're going to go back to our revolutionary roots. And I thought it was really, really interesting way to make a statement. And I think that's what this country stands for, is being able to make a statement and not violently.
Right. Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So I'm informed by John that we, again, the rules for this little contest were just call in and we'll give you a gift basket. So the last caller did get a gift basket.
Oh, okay.
So she is, I think her name was Melissa, but I'm going to confirm that with John. And I want to thank everyone for participating and calling into the show. We're just about wrapped up here with Cindy. Cindy, it was a pleasure talking to you like this and having a conversation.
Oh, it was really fun. It was great for me. And, you know, again, family business, we, you know, don't have a lot of money, even though, you know, Dave is going to send me some information, which I'm going to look at, but we don't have a lot of money. So for you to give me the opportunity, you know, one more time to sort of let people understand what Bigelow Tea is about and the quality and the passion behind it, the story, the history, it means so much to us. And then the 330 families, believe me. We're going to make sure all 330 families hear this interview.
Well, we'll definitely get the archive. We'll get you the MP3. You send it around. And the last caller was Melissa Watson.
Hi, Melissa Watson.
We want to thank Melissa for calling and you know, winning the last gift basket. So it is my pleasure, Cindy, to have you on. It's wonderful. Thank you for joining me on the Alan Levy Show. Once again, this is Alan Levy. You could find the show on iTunes, of course. You could find it at blogtalkradio.com/AlanLevy. And I'm going to tweet about it all day long. So,
that's the best. Thanks, Alan, and thanks, John, for doing all the work in the background.
Okay. Have a great day, everyone.
You have a super day, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on the Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to The Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.